This is Mutual African Radio Toronto. My name is Sharon Akindayomi, live at Friends of Africa Summit 2023. We welcome guests and partners to the conference organized by CASA Foundation. Mutual Radio shares African descent stories our way from coast to coast. Welcome again to Mutual African Radio. We are very pleased to welcome our very own Dr. Olutoyin Oyelade, the president of CASA Foundation.
My name is Olutoyin Oyelade. A lot of people call me Dr. Olu, it depends on you. But the Friends of Africa Economic Summit, this is the 13th anniversary of the Friends of Africa, and yes, in Toronto, because this is our headquarters for starters. And then of course, we also have satellite offices in different parts of Canada, Vancouver and in Ottawa and so on. So of course, from time to time, we take Friends of Africa outside, but this is our base. And as you know, the GTA, Ontario, Toronto controls about more than 60% of, the economic hub of Canada. And so it's always a good place to hold a conference like this. This is the fourth day of our conference, and that's why we're having it here at the Westin Harbour Castle Hotel in Toronto. We're glad to welcome a lot of people, delegates from all over Africa and from Canada. And so here we are, excited to welcome you all. Yes, indeed, it's our 13th anniversary. But as you might know, the pandemic itself hit so hard, particularly on businesses within the BIPOC community. They've been disproportionately affected by the consequences, the impact of the pandemic. A lot of businesses shut down, but this, invisible minorities, minority groups generally were really affected because of the general challenges that they've been faced over the years. A lack of access to capital, a lack of access to partnerships, to high quality jobs and those types of things. And so the idea of Friends of Africa, particularly this year, is to focus on leveraging partnerships so that the more people collaborate within different ecosystem groups, the more that will fast track the process of recovery. So we're in that mode of recovery right now. The world is recovering from the impact and the consequences of that hit so hard after the pandemic. How do we now reposition BIPOC-run, BIPOC-led businesses to ensure that they meet the right partners, they not only meet the right partners, they cultivate the right relationships that can advance and help them scale their businesses? That's the purpose of this. And so you would notice if you look at the delegate profile, all the places we're coming from, the kind of speakers that we've been able to put together, they are those types of people, groups of private sector, public sector, CEOs, public sector leaders from across the globe coming together to ensure that doors become open. It is important that we open doors, not only for ourselves, but for the people around us, within communities. Open doors help us. The reason open doors help us is because it fast tracks the process of advancement for businesses, for entrepreneurs, the process of empowerment for the people who work with us. And that's the purpose of this. In the room today, you can see we have the government of Tanzania, Mali, the government of Ethiopia, and a lot of other African groups, Uganda, Morocco, they are all here today. But aside from that, we also have the government of Canada, the government of Ontario. This is also very proactive coming from the government of Canada and the government of Ontario, because realizing that we are holding a conference like this today, they were eager to send in their own officers, officials, to be a part of the conference, not only to present and make, guide people on the pathway to coming into Canada, because they realize that a lot of delegates are coming from out of Africa. So some of the presentations that you are seeing right there would be presentations on how to actually settle in Canada, make sure that you are a legal resident after the conference. Yeah, so you can go, but then you can begin your process if you really want to come here. Or how do you open your business? So you've been a businessman all your life. You don't have to come in and do the 9-to-5 job if you don't want to. You can actually continue along the path of setting up your own business. And one of the ways to do that is listening to people like this, Immigrations, Refugee and Citizenship Canada is here making such presentations. The Ministry of Labor, Skills and Development for the Government of Ontario is here telling people about how to get jobs and so on. So Canada is open, is the message that we can hear from them. And it is yours to discover if you really want to settle here. But our role is to make sure that we create a vibrant platform like this, which becomes a veritable source of resources, ecosystem partnerships, collaboration, because nobody can do it alone. You need to partner with all of these groups of people to make it happen. And if people don't know where to go, our message is, this is the place to be. Because if you want the resources, if you want to scale your business, if you want to get trained, if you want to get into jobs, and you come to Friends of Africa, you will get the right groups of people to make that happen for you. And that's why we're here today. The role of media cannot be overemphasized in the journey of entrepreneurship, in any journey at all. You want people to understand, you want to create public awareness about all that is going on. Media, whether it is social media, whether it is news media, whether it is print media, the newspapers and so on. Media plays a pivotal role in the journey of entrepreneurship, in the journey of business, economic development. Generally speaking, you need that. So absolutely, one focused on Africa is even more important because it helps you then to translate the work that is being done to people, generally within communities. I must mention also that most of the provinces are represented here today. So we have Dalhousie University. The Chancellor of Dalhousie University is here today. We have Nerissa Allen, who is the president of BBI, Nova Scotia. They're all here today. So all of those people coming from Ottawa, Nova Scotia, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Alberta, we're all here. Quebec is here. ESG UQAM, that's the School of Management of the University of Quebec at Montreal. They're all here today with us. We have quite a pocket full of groups of people from different provinces. Of course, the message still remains. The role of media is so important because if this is well advertised across Canada, you have many more, not just one or two representatives from each region, but several others. The message remains that as an ecosystem, we become more successful as an ecosystem of support. We create the support we need, we create the resources we need, and a lot of people are able even to make use of those resources. And this is really important for us. And that's the message that we're sharing.
Thank you. And once again, this is Mutual Radio live at FOA 2023.